No goals, but there were plenty of talking points and entertainment in Saturday night's game. And perhaps more importantly, we had another good performance from Finn Harps. Monaghan are among the sides challenging for promotion from Division 1, but they came up against another difficult test in the form of Felix Healy's side, who were forced to play with 10 men for the best part of an hour following the sending off of Gareth Harkin. The midfielder insisted he won the ball fairly in a 50-50 challenge with Sean Brennan, but the Monaghan man came off the worst and went down in a heap, prompting the match referee to produce a straight red card. It was tough on Harkin, who had played well up until then, and Harps midfield that looked on top until that point. Kevin McHugh and Blaine Curtis looked particularly sharp in attack, and McHugh went close to opening the scoring early on, only to be denied by Gabriel Sava. But Harkin's sending off changed things, and it followed another dismissal, this time involving Monaghan, whose manager Roddy Collins was sent to the stands for his use of colourful language while questioning a linesman's offside decision. The visitors had chances of their own in an action-packed first half, Declan O'Brien missing their best opportunity when he fired wide on 14 minutes. In the second half, Harps, playing with a man less, continued to cause Monaghan more than a few problems, and Curtis and then McHugh again went close to finding the net. Mark Forker, Mark Brawley and Tommy Boner were all introduced as the 10 men tired, and Monaghan began to push for a winner of their own, Jordan Keegan's free kick forcing a spectacular save from Kieran Gallagher. But with 10 minutes left, Monaghan had keeper Sava to thank for a wonderful save to deny McHugh again, the striker heading Mark Brawley's cross towards goal from close range, only for Sava to produce a brilliant reaction stop to ensure the game would end all level. Final score, it was Harps 0, Monaghan United 0.